The following is a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.
Pamela, welcome back. What we got today?
I brought along some tips today for the rehabber in the audience.
Very cool. So if you're going to be the fixer-upper of a fixer-upper, what should you know?
First, you should know about 203K loans. If you're able and willing to take out a loan to finance upgrades, it's a great product, especially since lenders have pulled back on credit in some cases, particularly equity loans. So the loan rolls remodeling and mortgage costs together, whether you're buying or refinancing an existing home loan to pay for a remodel.
Give me a few basics about this, because this is going to be new to most of our listeners. Really, this is a new option for a lot of people. So what are the terms? What are the costs?
Okay, I'll go into some detail. So terms are 15 or 30 year, and you can get an ARM, an ARM, adjustable rate mortgage, or a fixed rate option, a lot like a regular mortgage. But it's an FHA product, which means it's insured by the Federal Housing Administration. That's what FHA stands for. And that means it offers a 3.5% down payment, as well as other FHA loan qualifications that are going to apply. Now, FHA loans typically take longer to close than conventional mortgages. You need to know that. And interest rates tend to be a tad higher than the market rate. You'll also have fees for things like architectural plan reviews and FHA inspections. Now, in terms of how much you can borrow, the loan amount is typically the projected value of your home after the improvements you're making, including the cost of the work. But the whole mortgage, including those remodeling costs, has to be under the FHA mortgage limit for the area where you live.
What can you actually do with this when we're talking about improving the home? What are they going to okay?
You know, you can buy a fixer-upper so awful that it wouldn't qualify for a regular home loan. Banks often don't want to finance homes in a deep state of disrepair because they're too hard to resell if they have to take the house back in a foreclosure.
So if I'm buying, say, or have bought a foreclosure that maybe wasn't well-maintained, this, in terms of fixing it up and everything, might be the perfect option for me.
Absolutely, yes. And, you know, you can, you know, if you're wondering if you can do some of the work yourself with the 203K, because a lot of times folks like a, you know, if they're going to buy a real fixer-upper, it's because they're handy and they want to do some of the work themselves. You can absolutely do that with a 203K. You can act as your own general contractor if you can prove you've got the skills and can get the job done on time. But there's a catch to that. When you're doing it yourself, you can only use the 203K money for supplies. You basically can't pay yourself to do the work on your own house. Also, you need to be aware that the maximum time you have to get the work done with this type of loan is 6 months. And the lender will be following you or your contractor's work very closely. Typically, an inspector will visit your home multiple times to check on progress, which is why it's important to stay on schedule with this kind of a loan.
All right. Now, what if you don't want to do a whole house fix-up? Maybe the kitchen just needs to be remodeled.
Okay, well, there's good news there, too, because there's a streamlined, limited-size 203K for smaller projects, anything that costs from $5,000 up to $35,000. But under $5,000, you can't use this loan program. So if you're just going to do something small, like, you know, maybe install a new sink or some new lighting in your bathroom or kitchen, for instance, this loan program isn't for you.
All right. Now, can you only use a 203K for a single-family home?
No, condos are eligible too, but your condo building must have FHA approval or meet VA, Fannie Mae, or Freddie Mac guidelines. Now, the VA stands for the Veterans Administration. They do loans, and Fannie and Freddie are the secondary mortgage market entities that set the rules for the kinds of mortgages most banks will make. Also, your building can have no more than 4 units in it to use this kind of a loan. Now, just a note on FHA-approved condos. There were some changes made last year to the rules that make it a little tougher for condos to qualify as FHA-approved. We have more information at that at HouseLogic.com. If you search FHA condo approval changes, you can get the latest information on that.
Okay, we're almost out of time. You have a final thought for rehabbers?
Yes. So many people are using recycled and salvaged materials these days, and it's great to do. It keeps stuff out of landfills, doesn't require the manufacture of new stuff, and it can add a lot of character, but it's got to fit. So that's a key consideration. Measure your space and check dimensions of salvaged items really carefully. Standard sizes, such as door thicknesses and the size of framing lumber, have changed over the years. So if you're using something old, it may not fit so much with what you have. Ask the salvage store manager about the product you plan to use and how it compares to modern materials. Also, check to make sure old windows and doors are square and that small parts like hinges and door hardware are still functional, can be repaired, replaced, and are still available. You also, final thought, want to watch for hazards like lead paint and asbestos. Old wiring may not meet modern electrical codes. You want to ask the store manager if they examine and test their products.
Yeah, and always see leave some extra money around, because once you open those walls and open those ceilings, you never know what you're going to find.
That's true. There's a surprise in there, kind of like a box of Cracker Jacks, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. Oh, knob and tube wiring. Oh, gosh. Pamela Kurtz-Kabati from HouseLogic.com. Can you tell? Been there, done that?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, dear. Thank you so much for being with us each and every week here on Real Estate Today. We'll talk to you soon.
You've been listening to a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.